If there's one thing that we all know about me, it's that I'm constantly fixating on my health.
We know, baby. We know.
It's like I'm always trying a new thing. I'm trying a new diet, a new workout, a new gadget. Just trying to find out what really works and what's fact versus fiction.
Yeah, and I'm constantly researching, usually for Taryn to look up some new illness or ailment and try to calm her down. But also, since being in my 30s, I'm really focused on getting my health in tip-top shape, realizing how I eat and how I move is going to affect me, not just right now, but 10, 20 years down the road. And with us wanting to have a baby this year, health is just more important than ever to us. So all of this research has finally led to something good. Let us introduce you to the Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast. With the help of world-leading scientists, they help you make smarter health choices every week.
And you don't have to take our word for it. Avid podcast fan Stephanie left an Apple review that says, "The Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast is a life-changing, science-based, myth-busting podcast that's a must-listen for anyone who eats food and wants to understand how it affects their body."
If you're ready to join millions of others like Stephanie transforming their health, then search for Zoe Science and Nutrition wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you know the words to this song, sing along.
Along. Your tongue gets so pointy.
Because it's that's what Tasha
I know.
Hello. Welcome to Staying Up with Cammy and Taryn. I am Cammy.
And I am Taryn. And every night, Cammy and I get to have a ruckus sleepover. And every week we invite you to join along. So thanks for staying up.
It's funny that I say Cammy in the intro every time, but that I've been trying to not go by Cammy.
But you go by Cammy.
It's really a branding thing.
I know. It is. And
like
that's
for
okay.
Work, I kind of have to. Like for my social media presence, I have to. Because people would be confused. But on my Instagram, it says like Camden Arnold Scott. I don't know. Anyways.
Like I do think, yeah, whatever. I do think Camden happening. Slaps and Cam slaps too.
Yeah, it's like in my personal life.
But I will never call you Camden. It feels.
Yeah, you don't. It doesn't feel right when you do. It's like specific people.
Hey, Camden.
Yeah.
Feels weird.
It's not supposed to be like a. Hey, Cam, like casual thing. It would always be Cam if it's casual. It's more of like an endearing thing, like, or more personal thing.
Yeah, if someone's like Camden.
Yeah.
I mean,
hello,
I can do
Camden.
That.
Like, that's like a lot of my friends will like address me by that. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. I mean, no one's calling me Taranelia, even though that's.
You're so stupid. Taranelia.
But I do, you know.
But you do want to go by that.
I do want to go.
Okay, Taranelia.
But everyone call me.
I can't even say that.
Or
Neely. Nelly. Oh, now it's cute. Now I like it.
Nelly, hey.
Hey. Also, sorry if you're watching and my hair looks crazy. I have a meeting after this and I'm trying to do heatless waves.
I love when you do your hair like that.
What do you mean?
Like, I just think, I love how effortlessly you can just do a hairdo.
Well, it's not a hairdo. I'm waving my hair.
I know, but it looks like a hairdo. If someone was looking at this, I find it to look like a hairdo.
It looks a little silly.
She basically, instead of curling her hair, has made like loose braids on both sides.
For a little natural wave.
For natural wave.
Heatless waves.
For heatless waves, some would say.
Some might.
I wonder how long it's been since I've put heat on my hair.
I curl your hair for you sometimes, so.
I forget that that's heat.
Yeah.
Want to make a podcast? Spotify's got a platform that lets you make one super easily, then distribute it everywhere, and even earn money. All in one place for free. It's called Spotify for Podcasters, and here's how it works. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else podcasts are heard, and you can even share video podcasts on Spotify. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can earn money in a variety of ways, including ads and podcast subscriptions. And best of all, it's totally free with no catch. It's been so great for Taryn and I to record and publish our episodes ourselves from anywhere. So if you're ready to start your podcast, give it a try. Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started.
Anywho,
welcome back. I have a sneeze stuck in me, so sorry. It's gonna eventually work its way out.
You want me to pray for you?
No,
to get it out.
I really don't, actually.
Don't act like we haven't been saying grace before every meal.
See, that's different to me. That's not praying. Like, I'm not.
That is praying. Praying.
I don't like when people are like, "I'll pray for you." I don't know. It always bugs me. It always.
To be fair, I wasn't being serious.
I know you weren't. Can you hand me my lip gloss?
We're feeling silly. Thanks. I wonder if someone would want to make a supercut of the amount of times we've probably said we're feeling silly at the beginning of episodes.
Oh my god.
Because it's probably every episode.
Like, I'm in a silly goofy mood. No, it's not every. Well, maybe it is.
If you're new here, we are wives. And we are alive.
Sister
and
young wives.
And free. We're sister wives.
Are they sisters or are they wives?
Oh my god.
Or are they?
Sometimes
sister wives.
You're both. Mm-hmm. We're brothers, is how I would look at it.
Brethren.
Brother. Hey brother.
Hey girl.
Hey brother. And we're just here to have a little chit chat. We call you our peepees because that's what you are. You are our pillow princesses. You are our platypi. You are our Peter Piper picked a pebble. Pebble.
What?
Can you say that?
What do you,
Peter,
what do you,
the Peter Piper thing?
What is the thing?
Peter Piper picked a pick a pecker.
Is it?
Something.
What is it?
You know what I'm saying, though, right?
Yeah, but I don't remember what it is. Peter Piper picked a... What
pickled,
did he pick?
Pickled pepper?
What's maybe.
A pickled pepper? Anyway.
Okay. We got to move on.
What's been on top of mind for you this week? Anything?
We had a dream week. It was amazing. We, like, really just hit our stride as humans. It was like, if there's a right way to human, I kind of felt like we were doing it.
It was a perfect week.
It just felt... so well balanced, so fun.
Yeah.
Like there was stress. Things happened, but it just felt right.
What about it felt so right? Like, well, what did we do? We worked out a lot. We've been
we
going back to boxing.
We prioritize things that we maybe don't always make time for, but we know that are good for us. We worked out.
Yep.
I think the main thing for me was how much we cooked.
We cooked so much. You guys, if we ever... are subpoenaed. Is that what that's called when they like make your, what's it called make when they make your finances like public? You can like see what people spend all their money on. Is that a thing? Am I making that up?
Not for like normal people, for companies.
Oh, well, if there was ever a thing where you could see our expenses.
Oh, God. Postmates.
Spend so much money every month on ordering prepared food or going
it's
out
so
to
stupid.
Dinners.
It's like, actually... pathetic.
It's wrong. I do think it's wrong.
Me too. Something about being in New York made me like it was of course we were going to be going out for every meal. We're on vacation. We're not like we don't have a kitchen in our little hotel room. So it was like when we came back I was like we shouldn't be acting the same at home as we do on vacation,
which is what we do.
Yeah. And it really just like grossed me out. Like I gave myself the ick. And I was like, why are we not using our kitchen? This is so silly because every time we do cook together, we love it. We really enjoy it. And then I'm like, at the end of the day, when I'm done working, if we don't have plans with people, I have time to cook.
Yeah.
I can do that. Like,
and we were like being flirty in the kitchen. We're like
such a vibe
listening to music. We're bopping around. We've been on this kick of listening to putting on DJ sets, which I think I've talked about before. But we put DJ sets on and just like... Cammy just put the microphone down and is now braiding her hair. Are you forgetting that this is a podcast and that voices matter?
No, but you were talking.
Anyway. And we also, I get very stir crazy at home. Cammy is homebody and it takes a lot to make her stir crazy. It takes not much at all for me to feel like, I don't like this. And it makes me feel like a little lab rat. That's how I feel when I'm stuck at home. Like if I were to describe it.
Yeah.
It's that. But it's worse because it's not COVID anymore. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why am I still just here all the time?
Yeah.
So all to say, we have this beautiful backyard, which is still home, but it is outside the home. And we put a
you
lot of work
feel
into it.
You up when you're in the same like rooms.
Ugh.
That freaks you out.
And I feel... like if I were to zoom out and look at my life and I'm just on that couch for so many hours a day or like downstairs or upstairs.
Yeah, I'm like working in here and then I'm
I feel like
a screen here.
I feel like a sim. I feel I feel like I'm like a little
chugging along.
Yeah, like I'm an ant.
Yeah.
I feel like an ant. Yeah. So anyway, we've been in our backyard a lot. We've been backyarding. We haven't been leaving because really we've been seeing friends. We've been doing a lot.
Leaving a lot. What do you mean?
Yeah.
We've been gone most days. It's been like crazy busy.
Yeah.
But we've just made time to like still prepare meals at home and stuff.
So anyway, we had the perfect week. But you know, one thing that I was thinking of was, you know, the analogy of spinning plates, how like life is like you're spinning a bunch of plates, which is, you know, those people. Who are those people? Clowns?
Tricksters?
Yeah. Jesters, maybe. I don't know. Your local trickster Spinners. Probably has a trick where he has like, he or she, they, has a long stick and then there's a plate on top and they like spin it and then they do it again over here and they do it again over here. And they're basically, you're trying to keep all these plates spinning.
Sounds exhausting.
That is life.
Oh shit.
Life is trying to keep a bunch of plates spinning.
Yeah.
And sometimes some fall and sometimes you can have them all spinning.
Yeah.
Last week felt like all the plates were spinning. And
yeah, it was like we hit that sweet spot.
We hit the sweet spot. But what I realized was I went upstairs Sunday night after this perfect week and I had not put my laundry away. There's laundry everywhere. And I was like, fuck, I dropped a plate. Yeah. No matter how many plates I thought I had going.
I had 12 plates going so well, but the 13th plate
was down.
Was down. Shit. And, I didn't even see it.
And I think what's so funny about that is that like for this perfect week I thought that normalcy was all the plates spinning perfectly. That is not the case ever. Like that's why this week was so great, is because it felt like it was all happening and working and the wind was just right and all the plates were just perfectly floating.
Yeah,
but in reality plates are falling and that's normalcy. Like I think
like being comfy with things being in disarray a little, and they always will be.
And then you start to judge how good you're doing based on the weeks where things have gone exceptionally, bizarrely well, instead of the reality of the situation, which is that it is so rare that they're going exceptionally, bizarrely well. And like the point of life is that like some plates will always be falling and that is just it.
Yeah. It's like the winning is not having all the plates up. It's about keeping it together and not dropping all of them when one falls.
Yes. And you know like what I mean? Picking like, which plates panic. Matter.
Yeah.
It's like, these are my five homie plates. These are the plates that I will never drop. And I will.
These are critical.
But I deeply don't want to drop it. Yeah. It's like my health, my work, my family, my friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever. And then it's like the other shit. Sometimes your house gets messy. That's okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes health does wiggle and you're like, fuck, fuck, no, but I need to be there for my friends and my family. And it's, I don't know. It just was a nice reminder that like that week feeling so perfect, I refused to let that feel like that was normal because I know it wasn't.
But here's the thing. It was because it wasn't one of those weeks where it's like, oh, everything just went right. You were overwhelmed with work. We literally had to call 911 to come to our house because we thought the place was going to burn down.
Yeah.
Like, things did happen, and I think you and I have been very guilty of pushing off that, like, perfect week because life is too hectic. We're always like, oh, this is just a crazy busy time. Oh, this is going on right now. And then it kind of got to a point where we were like, okay, if every week and every month we're going, oh, it's just a crazy busy time, like, we'll get into our stride next season, next day, whatever it may be, pushing it off for when things are calm and easy, you're never going to be there.
Yes.
All the things are always going to be happening. We can have those incredible weeks where we are ticking most of the boxes.
Totally.
Because you don't let the one box or the one plate or whatever your analogy is ruin all the other things. Totally. It's like, don't lose focus on all the other stuff. And you know what? Sometimes you have to give in. And I think it's about finding, when do I go, I need a rest day.
Yeah.
I'm on my period. I'm miserable. Work didn't go well. I'm having an argument with this person, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
I need to just give myself a little grace.
Yeah.
Order Postmates. Like, whatever. Yeah. Or when is it, no, you know what? Yeah. Work is hectic. This is going on. The dogs have been frustrating. But we aren't going to order, whatever your thing is, order Postmates. We're going to stay home, we're gonna cook, and we're gonna get back on track.
Totally.
And I think we are bad at, like, when one thing goes, we let it all kind of topple.
Totally. Yeah, we're like, well, fuck. It's like vacation mentality, where we're like, we're on vacation, we're not gonna work out, we're not gonna call our friends, we're not gonna,
I was gonna drop everything.
Well, we just like lose it.
Yeah. And for you and I specifically, I don't know if this is how everyone feels, but we like to stay on top of things and we like to have that balance, that I think our maybe initial reaction is to drop all the plates, but it actually is better like let the one fall, ignore it, and take care of all the other ones.
100%.
Yeah.
And the point is that normalcy is not all the plates are spinning well.
Yeah.
Normalcy is that some can't work right now.
Yeah.
Some are on the ground and that is okay.
Yeah. That you is know? Your day to day.
That is
at the end of the day.
So I just thought, you know, I'm cruising into this week looking at maybe some plates that have dropped.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, should I pick you up yet?
Can I handle you right
Can
now?
Can I handle you right now? And maybe I was overspinning on a couple other plates. Maybe yeah. I can like slow down here.
Yeah.
So I will not be speaking to you this week.
Oh, okay.
I have to do my laundry.
All right. See you next week, baby.
Joking. We've also been boxing a lot. And that makes us both very happy.
Oh my God, it makes me so happy. It feels so good. I cannot explain. I can't really compare it to many other like hobbies or workouts or sports or anything I've done in my life. Like,
yeah,
the feeling I get when we're in that class and I'm just like dying but smiling so big is like, I feel like a little kid.
It, yeah, there's something about like your body is just doing something to a certain extent and your mind is also working to a certain extent.
Yeah.
And you're just kind of like, it's like flow probably.
Yeah.
I assume is what it is.
It feels so good.
But when we left our boxing class the other day, I was like, wait, I have to write two things down because I want to talk to you about them on the podcast.
Mm.
So there was a bunch of girls, women in our boxing class.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bunch of women up at the front. And
I couldn't see. I was really far in the back. I didn't have a great view except for the guy in front of us who was very sweaty, but doing great.
Yeah. Doing great.
But I did see it like his sweat kind of like flew back on me at some point. Didn't love.
It's giving Frank.
Oh, okay, now it's cute.
Now it's cute. But I'm like a boxing class, you know, you all have your own bag and they're telling you what to do. And you're kind of doing your own thing, but in unison with other people. I have very few moments in life, which is this is just vulnerability, babes, where I feel like, whoa. I'm maybe like women more than I even thought that I did. Like,
Taryn's gayness surprises her often.
It shocks me. And in this boxing class, I thought, my God, this is hot. Watching women work out hard
mm-hmm.
is very attractive.
Yeah.
And watching women be strong
mm-hmm.
is wild to me.
Yeah.
It feels, maybe it's because it's like, you know, it's not a women's sport. Like people would be like boxing is yeah. for boys or whatever.
It's like,
you know, boys be boxing. Maybe it was a surprise of like seeing them hit the bag so hard.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like blown away. And then I thought, no wonder people, gays love the World Cup.
I was just going to ask you, do you get the same feeling when we watch sports too?
I do.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't watch women's like basketball or like women's hockey, I guess.
Well, we did watch. Well, I guess we watched the college one. So they were all like younger. So you yeah. probably weren't thinking like hot.
No, but when I watch like Angel City games and yeah. soccer games and stuff, I'm like, yeah. oh my God, women
are kind of incredible.
Yeah. Do you feel that?
I just feel that anytime I look at women.
Yeah.
You know,
I understand
that. I'm never shocked by it. Like, I'd be shocked if I look at a woman and I'm like, like it's my default is like, they're cute, they're strong, they're cool, they're quirky. Like there's always something that I can like find where I'm like, wow, women.
Well, let me be clear. My default is all of those things.
No, but I'm saying you don't experience this all day, every day. Like that's just, that is you and your sexuality. Like you're not always thinking that. You also can you see men, we're watching a movie and you're like, well, that guy's really hot. I default see a woman and I'm like, I probably get that same feeling that you did when you were like watching them boxing, being like, holy fuck, that's hot. They're okay, so strong. I'm like, their little outfit's so cool and they're confident. That's cool. Or like, they seem a little shy. That's so sweet. Like, I just think women are really cool all the time.
But I have to be clear that so do I.
I know, but you are shocked by this emotion you had in the class. I'm saying I have that emotion 9 times out of 10 when I see a woman.
I don't mean like, oh, I'm shocked that I think that they're cool or strong. I'm shocked by an overwhelming feeling of like
what it does to you.
Whoa. Attraction.
I know. And I'm saying I get that though.
Okay. You never voice it. I never hear you really say.
Because it's my state of being. And okay. I'm just like, women are so fucking cool.
I also got this the other day because we put on this DJ, this like Berlin.
Oh my God. Based so cool.
DJ. And she's so cool. And her swag unmatched.
She's just.
We had some friends over cool. the other night and we had her on the TV, and there would be times during our conversation where we would all stop and be like,
hypnotized.
Look, hip. Hypnotized because yeah, by her little dumb
hip movements.
They yeah. did not lie.
She was so cool.
So yeah, I just had a very like whoa, gay awakening of a weekend, of a woman weekend. And my second thought was that women work way harder in workout classes than men.
Oh my God, yes.
We're like really doing a lot.
Every time I'm in a workout class, it's also like I get this feeling that the guys like, I don't know why they're in a workout class that's instructed if they don't want to do what the instructor is saying.
So
true. Many times they like the boxing class we go to, you're supposed to box to the beat. Like that's the whole thing. And if you don't do it, it really throws off the people around you. Like you
can you give an example of what that's like?
How do you like there's a song on.
I'm just saying nobody knows your box boxing, to the beat.
I mean, yeah. Is that not self-explanatory? There's music on and there's a beat to the music. So when you're hitting, you're not just like willy nilly throwing like, punches.
Boom. Boom, boom, boom. Instead of like boom, 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 boom.
Perfection.
You never know what people know.
Yeah, you never know.
When you think of boxing, you don't think of a beat. So that's what I'm saying.
I know, but okay.
I'm trying to be helpful to people in all the ways we think.
There's music on. It's like a freaking dance party and you are hitting the bag on the beat.
Cammy loves it because it feels like a dance class.
It's so much fun. But I often notice that the guys won't box to the beat or they'll like, decide to do different punches. Like they yeah. just decide that that's not the workout for them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, just go to the fucking gym then and go do your own workout.
Or
it's
like there's so,
so
many other boxing classes.
Weird. Yeah.
That aren't box to the beat. This one's very specific.
Oh my God. Like I told you, I went to Barry's mm-hmm. for the first time ever. Barry's is like half weights, half running, but the running crew does it all together. And at the end, we're doing our cool down. And this guy has not been going hard the whole class. Like he's not been going at top speed, going above and beyond. But he decides at the end of the class. No, well, it's pertinent to the story. Yeah, because yeah, at yeah, the no. end of the class, he decides he wants to sprint. And I could understand if you were like, that wasn't a really good workout. I don't feel like it got my money's worth. I'm not ready to cool down. I'm going to keep going.
I'm going
to
run it out.
Still annoying. Let the records show. However, I could kind of understand that. But he was like on the lower ends. Like they'll give you a range. Like be between 7 and 9 on the treadmill. He's being like a 7 or a 6.5. He's half-assing it in front of everyone else or yeah. when no one's paying attention.
Yeah.
Then the end of class, he's fucking booking it. It's like calm music where like inhale, exhale. And he's like, ding, 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 right next Whoa. To me. So.
I love how you sprint with your finger.
It was just so ding, annoying. Ding, ding. But then women in workout classes.
Wait, I love how you sprint with your finger.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, she fucking does.
You're ridiculous. Anyways, whatever. Women are superior, obviously. I just was like, whoa. Yeah. And then like it feels like Mercury in retrograde, like the opposite. We're just like, I'm so enthralled by women right now. Taylor Swift is touring. Beyonce is touring.
Summer
the Women the World Cup.
Oh my
like,
God.
Like it's just really Barbie
womanhood.
Movie. Like it's yeah. feeling like everything's very women.
Yeah. Oh my God. Is this the rise? Are we taking over? Are we supposed to be like getting a message right now that we're supposed to be like revolting?
No, that would be. Hold on, my phone's ringing. Hello? It's time for the revolt. Yes, Beyonce.
Strap up.
Yes, Beyonce. There. Beyonce. Beyonce.
Anyways, let's play our game. I'm ready for
okay.
it. We're doing a little would you rather.
The reason we wanted to do this was because this weekend we also went sailing.
Oh my God, we've had the best weekend ever.
Cammy's hair is just Sorry. Changing throughout this I entire just, show.
I can't keep tightening them, so I gotta just let it go.
It looks so great. I love
but
it.
But it's
I
not
love
dry,
how you do it
so
all.
It's not gonna work right. But whatever, we're just gonna cool. let it breathe.
For and a friend asked us the following, would you rather? Would you rather go to jail for 4 years for a crime you did not commit or be on the run for the rest of your life for committing a bad crime that was an accident?
Yeah.
TLDR, as we all said,
4 years.
Go to jail for 4 years. But yes. then when it gets extended to 10 years, we go on the run.
Yeah. And I still also kind of work the system, which I feel like you're allowed if there's no rules in place and stipulations on the would you rather, that like you just go to a country with no extradition laws so they can't send you back for the crime that you accidentally committed.
Yeah.
And you already committed a crime, so you might as well like rob a bank and get a bunch of money and set up a great life in Monaco. I don't know if they have extradition laws, but whatever.
Yeah, beautiful.
And then just be cool.
And so we find that would you rathers are a great conversation stir. Conversation stir. How do you feel about that phrase?
Don't like.
I don't think I do conversation
either.
Stir?
Stir.
Stir. I meant stirrer.
I don't like it.
Either are bad.
I don't like it.
However,
scratch that.
We thought these are fun. So if you are with someone as you listen or watch, pause after we ask the would you rather, chat it out yourselves, take this as an opportunity to get to know each other. If you're flirting with a gal or anybody over text, send them this would you rather. Get juicy with it. Have fun. Okay.
What you got, baby?
Would you rather have a huge imagination or a photographic memory?
Why do I feel like that's the easiest thing ever? Photographic memory.
Why?
Huge imagination. I guess like you could be like
a writer, a director. You could.
Photographic memory.
Why?
Because then I feel like you could have all the knowledge in the world in your head at all times. Like I feel like it would just be so powerful to have a photographic memory. I just feel like you could do so much with it. Like an imagination that doesn't really guarantee.
Yeah.
You know.
You could be a slump and a huge imagination and just have all these ideas. And
yeah. It doesn't mean that you can execute them.
Okay. That was a dumb one to start on. Also.
That was stupid. Next.
Huge imagination would suck because I have a huge imagination and my therapists have told me that it's a bad thing. It's a good thing that goes bad when it turns to anxiety.
Yeah, you do dream every night that I like cheat on you or leave you or something. And I feel like
that
it's your...
felt like it was very personal and you've shared it.
But I feel like because it's
what
your
happens in my dreams is
your imagination.
Is for me and you and me.
Because we hold back so much on this
okay,
podcast.
Next. Would you rather live in a country where everyone ignores you or where everyone is mean to you?
Oh my God. This is just depression no matter what.
It's bad no matter what. But which
so you're in
you
in the whole country.
Yes.
Is either mean to you or ignores you.
They're both mean. They're both bad.
Ignore.
You hate being ignored.
No.
You don't like when people don't listen.
In like a group of friends, whenever like.
You'd be so lonely.
Yeah, but I would just cry all the time if everyone's mean to me. If they at least ignore me, I can like. Go online or call a friend or whatever, but like
go online. Yeah. But they're still ignoring you online.
The country. Hold on, you're shaking the table a lot.
Oh, sorry.
But online, they're not in the country. Like I could be. It. You said the whole country. I could talk to people from other countries online.
Oh,
you can say the whole world is ignoring me.
Yes, yes.
But like mean to me. And how mean are we talking? No, I can't. I'm too sensitive. I can't handle mean.
Yeah, ignores is.
I can make excuses where I could be like. We don't speak the same language or that's their culture is to like not make eye contact. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm crying myself to sleep at night every night. But
either way.
Mean to me?
Yeah. Mean. Okay.
I feel like these are obvious.
Oh, hold on. My thought on mean, though, was like, imagine you just were mean back and you just played with it for fun. Like,
that's
have you
not
ever
fun
been
to me.
Have you ever been in one of those restaurants where they're mean to you?
I hate it.
Have you been?
Yeah. Like, the one where they write like dicks and stuff like this. Seafood place.
You're not like, answering and just go hate it.
Yeah, I don't like that. I'm like, that's not appealing to me.
And you're pretty sensey. So I think that would.
But it's I would be exhausted because I'd be trying to make everyone in that country not be mean to me. I'd be like, there must be a way. Unless I knew going in, there's nothing I could do. I'd spend the whole time like, I'm the problem, clearly.
Yeah.
What am I doing wrong? How am I offending this massive group of people? Like, I'd make sure I knew the language. Like, I would be exhausted trying to make them love me. And it would fall flat because I played
they
a
can't.
Game of Would You Rather and I chose wrong.
And you're in the bad country.
Yeah.
Let's turn it up. Would you rather see your mom's search history or your dad's search history?
My dad's. He doesn't use his phone and stuff a lot.
That you know.
Oh, God. Yeah, but no, I don't think it's...
Which one would be more scarring to discover scarring things? That's
actually
really
I
want to
see
question.
My mom's. I don't think either would... I'm not that worried about either. I don't think they use their phones in that capacity. I think my mom's would be pretty funny because
what capacity are you speaking of?
In like gross or weird or creepy. I don't want to think about it. You're weird that you want to think...
We're playing a game.
I just don't think they look up anything inappropriate. I think my mom constantly is like a hey Siri, what? But like she'll ask anything. Like Siri is her friend and she's asking them. Like she's not very like specific.
I've heard her say, hey Siri, show me big juicy booties.
Honestly, I think anything I saw either of them look up would be, I think my mom's would be funnier. My dad's would be very practical. It would be like Google YouTube video of how to fix shingle, whatever. Like it would all be about like house stuff, like building fireplace.
Yeah.
Which angle, like it would be.
What's the best room to watch porn?
No, what? You're freaking me out. None of it would be like that. It's not your search history.
I know, but I'm saying it's so silly to assume that our parents don't search this stuff.
They don't. I'm not like the type to be like, oh, my parents don't do bad things or they're not weird or whatever. But like my dad barely knows how to use a phone.
Yeah.
And my mom is just like looking up random bizarre shit, you know?
Okay.
What about you?
I would rather see my mom's search history.
What do you think your dad's looking up that you're so scared of?
I don't know.
You think
know.
He's looking at porn?
Maybe. Probably.
Yeah. I don't think my parents are.
I think a lot of people look weird shit up. And totally. I would be more concerned. I'd be more grossed out by whatever my dad might be Googling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Than I would
even
be.
Even if it was the same thing.
By my mom.
Mm-hmm.
But what would scare me about my mom is maybe she's searching like health stuff or like.
Yes. Oh,
or
God.
Like the sad part. Like what if she was like, what to do if you're depressed or something? Like, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Where I'm like.
These are all meant for like your anxious brain.
No.
I think. Because I wouldn't even think about that. Like,
that's what I'm...
If my mom's looking up, like...
We're pushing each other to think
just
of...
Just got my hip replacement and I'm feeling...
Yes.
Like, well, and then I'd be glad to know because I'd want to... Yeah, I don't know. I don't have fears of that. Which one of your brothers would you want to see their search history less? More? What's the question?
I think I would like to see Brett's search history mm-hmm. because he has a kid and another mm-hmm. on the way and it...
Oh.
He seems very like he's got it figured out and yeah. it would be nice for me to see that he probably doesn't and he's Googling like normal shit.
Dad freaking out. Yeah. Kid number two on the
yeah.
way.
Yeah. What about you? Well, you have one brother. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather fight a chicken to the death every time that you get into a car or fight an orangutan to the death once a year, but you get a sword?
Well, okay.
You have to pick one.
I hear you, but it was going like, you get a sword, so that makes it better. I wouldn't be able to do it.
You have to do it.
I know, but I just wouldn't get in a car. I'm going to do the chicken one because, one, I think I'd be more likely to be able to kill a chicken. They're smaller. They seem less human. An orangutan?
Yeah.
That's a person nearly.
Same.
I can't kill that, especially with a sword. I'd rather fight it bare hand and then it kills me.
But you're not thinking about how many times I get you being like, okay, well, I just won't go to the grocery store so much. I won't do it. You have to be in a car sometimes. You live in LA.
I know, but I wouldn't. I would never leave my house. I would go depressed and I would die. And if
no,
I
you
had,
wouldn't.
Yes, I could not kill a chicken.
You would rather
it's not that not I'd rather
experience,
I just,
go experience life than kill a chicken.
I just don't think I could. Maybe if I got a couple kills under my belt, it would get easier.
Well, Katniss Everdeen, you never know what you're made of.
I mean, I'm going to have to pick the chicken.
Yeah.
Because one, I think it'd be better if I had to do it a little more often because I'd get used to it. Every year, I would dread the death of the orangutan. And I think I would like...
And
go
I
into
like,
severe depression for killing the orangutan.
Maybe they're going extinct too. Like chickens are a dime a dozen.
Yeah. Both are going to suck, but the orangutan, I'm going to like eventually go completely kooky from that. Like I couldn't live with that.
I'd kill chicken.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Especially because
I
eat chicken So
yeah, you're like, I'd have to be able to. What, how would you kill it?
I'd kick it probably.
I don't know.
How do you even kill a chicken?
Like snap its neck?
I would not touch its neck.
Oh my God.
I'd run over it.
I'm not crying. My eyes are just watering.
I'd run over it.
Oh, but you can't get in the car.
No, you can't.
You can't until you
kill Every it. Time you get into a car. So I'm in it.
Oh, well, that's easy.
I do it anyway. I drive through chicken coops like it's nothing. Okay, next.
That's really sad.
Would you rather have sex with your cousin in secret or not have sex with your cousin, but everyone thinks that you did?
Why do I feel like you secretly want to?
That was crazy what you just did. You think I secretly want to get excited? I think you used to. Kimmy, you're lost right now. Go kill a chicken.
Okay, so wait. You have to either have sex with a cousin
and no one knows.
But you both know.
Or you don't, but everyone thinks
everyone in the world or your whole family thinks it.
Everyone.
Oh my.
Thinks that you had sex with your cousin. Fucker.
Oh my God. God, it's like, which one's going to weigh heavier?
It's also like define sex, right? Like, couldn't you just.
I don't know. Like, we're like fully doing the deed. Yeah. Oh my God.
It's a terrible question.
Well, I feel like I have a lot of cousins that I don't even know. Illegal? Yeah. Yeah.
So you're also committing a crime.
Yeah. I think I have a lot of cousins that I don't know.
Yeah.
Like we have like a pretty big family. A lot of people are like kind of estranged that I almost feel like I would research somebody who's like, we don't know each other.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Meet at a bar, get wild one night.
Yeah.
And then like, they fall in love with you.
Ghost them until the family reunion party.
Haunt them.
And then be like, oh shit. And be like, I had no idea. Yeah, I think you do it and nobody knows.
Cammy's cousin fucker. Because
everyone in the world thinking that would be like, what's the difference? It's either like what weighs heavier on you?
I'd rather have sex with my cousin.
Yeah, I think you have to.
Bobby, wow, call me. Just kidding. I don't have a cousin.
This one's fucked up.
Okay. Next up.
Isn't that crazy though? That we'd rather like do an awful thing than be perceived as doing an awful thing.
It's
weird.
Do you want to let Frank out while I read the next one? He seems very desperate.
Yeah.
The next question is, we'll just do like maybe two or three more. Okay. Save three of your closest family members or 1,000 strangers.
Oh my God.
Don't be noble. Realistically, be honest.
Yeah. If someone goes, here are two buttons, you must press one. One of them is going to save your mom, your dad, and your brother. The other one is going to save 1,000 strangers.
1,000 is so many people.
And either way, the other ones die. Whatever button you hit, the other ones die. Obviously, I'm saving my family. You know, like if I think about it too much, and I think either way, I'm depressed and miserable and not good for the rest of my life because of the guilt.
Guys, that's the point of would you rather. It's always going to be bad. I know, but
it's not just, normally it's bad of like, do you want to like shit out of your mouth or eat out of your butthole? This is like, which version of my deep depression that's going to ruin the rest of my life is worse? These are like dark. You know what I mean?
I think I would kill my family.
No, you're such a liar.
Here's why.
No, you wouldn't.
Here's why. Mm-mm. Let me speak.
It's just not true.
I think my family would be like, we would look over in this scenario.
No one said that they know.
And there would be kids. And like, imagine it was like a bunch of young people and like people that were just starting their life and like all of that.
And then you look over and me, your mom and your dad are looking at you.
You're there.
Yes.
That's interesting.
Closest family members.
It's so sweet that we're family.
I know. So funny.
Like, you're my family.
Yeah.
It's crazy. That's so crazy.
Oh, please get that mosquito.
Ew, gross. I just caught a bug. I just caught a bug. That was freaking
It's a mosquito that has bitten me 80,000 times this past day. So
would you rather kill a mosquito or fuck your cousin?
Again, questioning what you want.
That is the craziest thing you have ever done. Is I asked that question and you said you think I just want to fuck a cousin. Explain that. I'm actually...
Because you had a massive crush on two of your cousins growing
up. Everyone had crushes on their cousins growing up. You agreed.
Yeah, but not like really.
Yeah, but...
No, I had crushes. Like, I thought it would be cool to like...
You want to be them. You want to be their friend.
Yeah. I
wasn't
know.
Like, I want to kiss you.
Okay, I thought you did. Sorry, misunderstood. You're getting pretty defensive.
Oh, it's
wait, back to you know killing what? It's killing a thousand people.
It's really hard to not defend myself when you're sitting here with a microphone telling people I want to fuck my cousin. So you're right. I'm feeling defensive.
Wait, I don't think you'd kill your closest family.
I just would have a hard time.
What if it's me, your cousin?
Oh, that changes things. Okay, so it's three of my cousins.
Yes.
Save them.
Duh.
I want to have sex.
No, but seriously, I don't know. I really think you could do it.
I think visually, I'm a visual person. If I'm picturing my...
No. You don't get to see it. No, I want to... I think we need details. You don't know the people. There's buttons.
You can't add. Why is the buttons not a detail?
I think it's important to be descriptive in...
And rather. I'm being descriptive. It's just not what you want.
Yeah.
Okay. Exactly. Sure, there are buttons. And when I push the buttons...
Are you looking at the people?
Bro, you are throwing me for a loop right now.
Well, you just said you're visual. You're looking at a thousand people.
Oh, you're letting me speak about
it. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm seeing my three closest family members, whatever. Mm-hmm. Three of my closest, it said. Three of my closest family members. And then I'm seeing 1,000 people. Mm-hmm. They're in a cage. And I'm going to hit a button and it's going to kill them all instantly. Or kill them instantly.
Yeah.
I think it would be really hard to kill. I think mentally, I'd be like, oh my God, I have to save the people that I love. But then I'd be like, that's so many people.
I'm so shocked by your answer.
I don't, maybe I'm just being noble.
Yeah, I think you are.
Well, maybe I'm just being Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah, I think you are trying to be, because I think in reality.
You would kill the 1,000?
I don't know. When I'm thinking of
my
this scenario,
is in there. If you do that, I am killing you.
Strangers. you're like, I'm up next. I just think, like, when I think about it right now, 1,000 people, and like you said, there could be children.
There
like
are children.
Those are all other like people's probably closest family members too. And I think it would suck, but at the end of the day, I'm like, in what world could I kill my closest family members? But I do think my family would be like, it's okay, Cam. But I think I'd just kill myself. Okay, I'm sorry. Final, I don't think I can do it.
It's a game where you have to choose one or the other.
I know, and I did choose, but now I'm going back and going, yeah, I think I would not be able to.
Okay.
But then everyone would probably die, huh?
So the options are, would you rather do this bad thing, or remove yourself from the situation and not have to do it at all? That's a good way to play
that
this.
That one.
Last question. Would you rather die before me or after me?
Oh, before you. Easy. What do you mean?
But you would get to choose and you would leave that. You would leave me.
Yeah, you'll be okay.
I know.
Yeah. You have your cousin.
Holy shit. There's a fourth option, which is that I just kill you and live with my cousin. Okay.
You can die first.
All right. Let's wrap this thing up. I want to call Bobby.
Where's my story?
Here's your story.
All right. We got it. A pee-pee needs our help, everybody.
A pee-pee needs our
Strap
help.
Up. Let's get in here.
Rebecca's fucking her cousin. Should you keep doing it? Or let Taryn fuck her?
I'm like, I 32 female, married to 32 female who wants to fuck her cousin.
Fuck.
I'll never be Bobby. Okay. My eyes are watering so much. I really need to fix this, but we don't have time. Okay. It's mine, 24 female, and my partner, 24 female, 6-year dating anniversary. One?
I have to say something.
Yes, yes.
Do we have to like acknowledge that like, I don't know. I don't want people to be like so insensitive to be speaking about this.
You're afraid that somebody is fucking their cousin. They're going to get upset that we're saying it's wrong.
No, that like someone else could be like, well, what if it was like someone was like hurt by their cousin or something.
Oh, that is different, honey. Okay. We are consensual fucking. Not non-consensual.
We are consensually fucking our cousins. It's different. Okay, you're right. Okay. Sorry. But just if anyone's upset, we're sorry. This was just a little gaggle gizzle.
Little giggle giggle.
Yeah.
Okay. So our little peepee and their partner are coming up on their 6-year dating anniversary.
That's a long time.
So her mom's side of the family is coming over, and it'll be the first time in a long time that they have all been together.
Okay.
The day that they are coming over is the same day as mine and my partner's anniversary.
That's okay.
My mom wants us to move our plans to join since I'm the only person who cannot make it. Am I the asshole for refusing to change our plans we have set? But we have a little backstory. So I think like initially I'd say, yeah, come on. You can celebrate on a different day.
You're being the asshole.
Right? But I did something.
Did you? You did delete the note. So
oh, no.
Oh, no. Nobody freak out.
Nobody panic.
I'm freaking out.
Can't you just undo it?
I don't know how you would even do that.
I didn't.
Cammy deleted a note. Oh, I can find the email, though.
Oh, yeah. What it was called. I start it. Whoops. But yeah, I think with no context of the story, I would be like, yeah, obviously you just need to move your plans. It's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. Actually, we don't even really need the story. I know it.
I can. Yeah, because I can't find it.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, so backstory about this peepee. Whenever they started coming out to their immediate family, everything was fine except for they were told to not share this with their extended family. On both sides. Mom and dad were both like, we're not going to tell everybody else. Mainly it was focused on, I believe, sorry if I mess up the details of this peepee, but the mom's mom. And they kind of guilted her into it. It was like, you can't tell grandma. She will have a heart attack. She's very conservative.
What about the cousins? Sorry. Go ahead.
She's super conservative. This will push her.
I thought that was great.
It's going to push her over the edge. Yep. She will die. Which is like kind of a crazy That's thing crazy. To put on somebody to be like, you must hold in the secret and you cannot be yourself because you will kill grandma.
Crazy.
Wild. So for a long time, she's not telling any extended family whatsoever.
Okay.
Eventually, she starts telling people on her dad's side and it goes great. Dad's side now all knows they're amazing. They've been really supportive.
Cool.
Everything's awesome. Some people on the mom's side know. Most of them don't because, again, we'll kill grandma. So she is upset because she's like, I'm not going to cancel my plans to come pretend to be somebody I'm not. If I'm not allowed to come out, this is ridiculous. I'm not going to be there to celebrate. I don't need to be there for this party when you're not letting me just be who I am.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit more.
I don't think you're being an asshole then. I will retract that part of it. Well, I didn't say you're being an asshole. You did. But I think that. Wow, sorry. There's some outside noise.
Malfunctioning?
No, there's like outside noise. I know. It's really sounding like a swamp. I feel like you should reschedule. So that you and your partner can be at this event together. That would be my move.
So on their 6-year anniversary, they have to pretend to be friends.
Oh, because they're still pretending to be friends. I thought you said they were out now.
To the dad's side. This is the mom's side.
Yeah. I mean, if you're one.
She's like, if it was my dad's side, of course. I would cancel plans. We would go. We'd celebrate. It'd be wonderful. But why are we going to go to this thing on a big anniversary when we can't even be together that day. Like, we're going to spend our anniversary in the closet.
Okay, well, so now it feels like you have a strong opinion.
I just understand the frustration. You know what I mean?
That's terrible.
I think I would go to the mom and say, this would be a great opportunity to share my beautiful, wonderful, healthy relationship mm-hmm. with the family. Mm-hmm. I'd love to be there. I would love to move our anniversary plans because I think this is important. I'd love to celebrate with the family.
Yeah, and here's the trade.
But I need to be able to be myself. It is exhausting and really heartbreaking for me to not get to share this with my family. And I want to be able to be my full self to grandma before she passes away. I don't want to wait till she passes and wonder what she would have thought.
Yeah.
I don't want to cause a scene, though. So I would love to go talk to grandma day before the party, whatever.
I might have a slightly different belief, though, because my grandma has passed away recently and never knew I was Christian. Same reason. Mm-hmm. They said she's super Jewish. They said if she ever finds out, she'll freak out. Like, it'll be a big, big problem. And so I never told her. My grandma never knew that part of my life, which was a massive part of my identity.
But it's not today. I think that's where it's different. Like, you're not very Christian today.
Well, but when I was doing it, I was not telling her.
No, I hear you.
I would go to things and I would have gone to a camp or something.
And not get to tell her.
She'd be like, what were you doing? And I'd be like, I was just with some friends. Like, I lied for literal years of my life.
Yeah.
Even though that was my...
Yeah. I think that's awful.
I would liken that to my sexuality and that it was such a massive part of my identity. And I wouldn't...
Like, imagine it's like the day you got baptized or something. It's some like big celebration for you. But then you're having to skip that. You know what I mean?
I think your option is the best option, but I also think sometimes there are battles that are...
Yeah.
A little more convoluted and they're not how you want them to be. And this would be one of them to me where I would think, okay, this sucks. I hate that I'm doing this. I'm going to have my peace with my mom. If my mom says, I'm sorry, I really don't think this is the occasion for you to like come out or whatever, but we really want you there. I think I would say, okay, I can do that, but I want you to know how much it hurts me to do this, but I want to be there for the family the same way that I want you to be able to be there for me. So I hope that you see this as my commitment and my deep ask to have you show up for me the way I'm showing up for you. That's what I would do.
I think that's really sweet and understanding. I just think it's been so long.
Totally.
It's not like the first get together and they're like, can we just hold off? Like,
I get it.
Grandma's going through this thing. Like, she's been in a relationship for 6 years.
Yeah.
That I just don't enjoy when people are told that they can't share parts of themselves. Like, absolutely. I just think that that's unfair.
Absolutely.
That I don't think anything you decide to do in this situation makes you wrong or an asshole in any way. I think I would just say I don't want you to miss out on family time because of this. Yeah, I think I'd have a really hard talk with your mom and say, I'm not sure that I can be there. This is weighing on me. I can't keep pretending to be somebody I'm not. I would really appreciate if you would allow me to share this with grandma so that I can be who I am. Bottom line.
Totally. But the point is, if they say no, then what do you do?
I think you have to protect your heart in whatever way that might be.
Yeah.
Is it going to hurt you more to miss out on family stuff and lose that time with people who will not be here forever? Or is it going to hurt more to go and pretend to be somebody you're not? It's going to be hard.
It's actually funny because it's a would you rather again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it just depends on the nuances of how it makes you feel.
But keep us updated. I'm actually really curious what you end up doing and how it works out. And I'm sorry that it's a bad choice either way. It's not fun either way.
Yeah, it's tough.
But you're not a bad kid or family member if you choose to not go. And you're not a bad partner or gay person if you choose to go. Like, things are not black and white.
Yeah. It's a tough situation and it's not fun to be in. And I also really hope that your partner is understanding through this. I think that can be really difficult when you're in a relationship and one of you is either choosing to be in the closet or forced in some sense, work, school, family, whatever. So I hope that you guys can use this as a bonding experience between the two of you just to make your 6-year relationship even stronger.
Totally. And I think if it doesn't work out with them, you can always date your cousin.
Goodbye. Okay. We got to get out of here.
Thanks for staying up. We will see you another time.
Sweet dreams. Love you.
Love you. Did I tell you about the conversation I had with my brother this weekend?
No, what?
We were talking about how crappy our parents' bedding is.
And he was like, wait, I have the best bedding.
And he's like bragging. I was like, where'd you get it? He's like, Quince. I was like, brother, I got ours from Quince too.
I get the like competition of like, I'm going to put you onto something. You're like, I've been knowing. I don't want to say I made Quince happen, but I feel like everyone's talking about it now. And I've been using it for years. I was trying to gatekeep it. I stumbled upon them when I was looking for those cashmere sweaters.
Yeah.
Because all of them are like $300. And I'm trying to be a savings girly, and I found Quince and they're only $50.
Yeah.
So I assume they had to be sacrificing on quality or something had to be off.
Yeah.
But the quality is amazing, and they also only work with safe and ethical manufacturing practices. You're getting everything you want. They just cut out the middleman, and that's how you get the savings.
I also feel like they're a one-stop shop for basically anything.
Yeah.
It's like I said,
did you know
bedding,
jewelry.
Yeah.
Everything. And that blanket we got, that knit blanket, yeah, is from them.
The best, comfiest blanket I've ever had.
They have everything.
If you want to give yourself the luxury you deserve, do so with Quince. Go to quince.com/staying up for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/staying up to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Once again, quince.com/staying up.